table beneath the table. Proverbs 9 presents two houses, two women, and two meals. Strangely, their invitations sound almost identical. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. World English Bible. Evil rarely begins by sounding evil. Folly borrows wisdom's language, occupies the same high places, and promises the same welcome. The Hebrew word translated simple, piti, does not mean unintelligent. It describes someone open, unformed, easily influenced, a person whose life may still be claimed by either voice. The simple are not yet rebels. They are undecided worshippers. Two ways of preparing a feast. Wisdom builds, carves, prepares, mixes, sets, and sends. Folly merely sits and shouts. Wisdom creates what she gives. Folly steals what she serves. In the ancient world, a meal established fellowship and belonging. To eat at someone's table was to enter that person's peace, and in some measure, that person's world. Thus, wisdom is offering more than information. She offers a new way of living. Leave, eat, drink, walk. Biblical wisdom is not merely admired, it is inhabited. The seven pillars may suggest a grand pillared hall, familiar in ancient architecture, but seven also signals completeness. Early Christian interpreters sometimes saw wisdom's house as the church, or even the human nature assumed by Christ. Such readings go beyond the immediate sense, yet they recognize a truth fulfilled in the gospel. God's wisdom did not remain an abstract idea. He prepared a dwelling and invited us inside. Christ is the wisdom of God and the bread of life. 1 Corinthians 1:24, John 6:35. Folly's feast is different. Stolen water appears sweet because secrecy seasons it. Sin often gains its thrill not from the thing itself, but from the boundary it violates. Yet beneath Folly's table is another table. Her guests feast above, while the dead gather below. The departed spirits translates Rephaim, the shadowy inhabitants of Sheol. Every invitation carries a destination concealed within it. The test of the table. Between the two banquets stands the chapter's surprising centre, our response to correction. The wise person is not the one who never needs reproof, but the one who can receive it without turning the physician into an enemy. Correction reveals whose table has been shaping us. Folly teaches us to protect the self. Wisdom teaches us to surrender it. The fear of the Lord is called the reshit of wisdom, not merely its first lesson, but its source and governing principle. Wisdom begins when God is no longer invited into our life as a guest, but honored as the host. Today, listen beyond the sweetness of the invitation. Ask where the table leads, and whether you are still teachable. Suggested readings: Isaiah 55, the 1 again to 3, Psalm 141, 5, Luke 14, 15 to 24, Revelation 19, 6 and 9 hymn. Come, Sinners, to the Gospel Feast by Charles Wesley. Prayer. Lord Jesus, wisdom of God, rescue me from borrowed pleasures and hidden graves. Make me humble enough to receive correction, hungry for your table, and willing to leave every path that cannot lead to life. Amen.